All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, let's lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline for it is a Monday. And the way we like to wrap up crunch time on a Monday is, well, with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh, my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That music means it is time for the Richter Scale. The Richter Scale is brought to you by Ramsey Waite. Ramsey Waite has all of your leading brands under one roof, including Suzuki, Yamaha, John Deere, and more. We begin our Richter Scale this week with college football in the four top 25 games this weekend. During last week's lightning round, you rated these games on their matchup and how excited you were to watch them or to just hear about them and whatever. So let's see if they lived up to the hype. Starting with number 11, Oklahoma State. They took down number 22, West Virginia, 50-39. I believe you rated this one as about a 6 going in. So how did it live up to the hype?
Well, I wanted Oklahoma State to win. I also wanted Oklahoma to win because now there's a four-way tie atop the Big 12. And what do we get this week? Bedlam in Stillwater. So that lived up. That was, I'm going to give that one an 8.
Number 14, NC State traveled to North Bend. They took on number 9, Notre Dame, and lost 14-35. This one was rated about an 8. How did this game live up to its hype?
Disappointing. NC State, I thought, would put up a better fight. I thought their quarterback, Ryan Finley, I guess I really should come clean and say I way underestimated the caliber of the Notre Dame defense, because you say 35-14, the first NC State touchdown came on a blocked punt. Mm. They scored a touchdown, had about 250 total yards. That's a 2.
An upset in our third or fourth game. Number 4, TCU goes down to Cinderella story. Number 25, Iowa State. The Cyclones come away with the win 14-7, just everything you'd expect out of a Big 12 game. You rated this one about a 7. How did it live up to the hype?
Yeah, you know, if you'd have said it was Iowa State winning a close game by 7, your first guess would have been, 52-45? But Iowa State could not run the ball. They had a turnover. They had 255 total yards, but it was just a gruesome game. Nobody could do anything. So it was an upset. It's the first time Iowa State's ever beaten two ranked teams in the same season.
Wow.
And you got to remember, when they beat Oklahoma, they were number 3. This is number 4. So it's huge. It sets the stage for a great stretch run. So the game itself, not great, but its value, I'm going to give it a 6.
The big one, number 2, Penn State goes to the Horseshoe. They take on number 6, Ohio State, and the Buckeyes come back in the end to win this one 39-38. It was a 10 on Thursday. I'm imagining it was still a 10 today.
You know, the problem was, because it was on Fox, we were at the Oregon game.
Oh,
and
right.
On my Comcast, you can't get Fox. I couldn't get it on my laptop. It doesn't travel. If it was ABC, CBS, I couldn't
really be
watching it. So I hardly saw any of the game. I did go back to the Big Ten Network and see like 20 minutes of highlights. Yeah, that was a 10. That was huge.
Other big college football news on Sunday is Jim McElwain was fired as the Florida Gators head coach. Rumors because of the fake death threats he was talking about last week, or it could be that Florida are 3-4 on a 3-game losing streak and have only beaten doormats Tennessee, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. How big does this firing have of an impact on college football?
On college football, you know, the fact that it happened in season, I don't think it's going to have an impact until next season, because nobody's leaving their job right now to take over this crappy team in a free fall. But as we move along, what's going to happen if a name coach, kind of like when Nebraska fired Pelini and then Riley left and there was openings here and it impacted Wisconsin. You know, I think back to when Matt Doherty got fired as the basketball coach in North Carolina, and all of a sudden Roy Williams left Kansas for UNC, and Bill Self left Illinois for Kansas, and Bruce Weber left Southern Illinois for Illinois. There's a domino theory. So right now it's minimal, but during the offseason it's going to be an 8.
All right. Game 5, a 12-13 thriller, 5 hours and 17 minutes, 400 pitches, 7 different players hit home runs, some of them maybe taking advantage of some of the quirks of Minute Maid Park. 14 pitchers, Kershaw and Keuchel combined, the two of them didn't make it into the 5th, and yet the Astros take a 3-2 lead going back for Game 6 on Tuesday night. How wild was this game?
You know, my favorite games of the year, baseball-wise, were obviously the Yankees beating Minnesota to advance and win the wild card, coming back to knock off Cleveland to get to the league championship series. But that's one of my favorite baseball games I remember seeing. I don't even know how far to go back, maybe to 2009, personally. That was a 10, and just like, it's a 10. I'm not joking around with 11. I'm not saying 9.5. It was perfect. It was brilliant. I couldn't have had a better time watching a baseball game.
A perfect 10. The Ducks on Saturday got a big win over Utah. Both teams were winless in October coming into the game, so something had to give. Braxton Burmeister only 9 of 12 for 47 yards, but he did throw a touchdown along with Charles Nelson, and the Ducks ran for 347 while the Ducks defense got key stops time after time, helping the Ducks get a key 5th win, 41-20. How big of an impact does that win have on the Ducks' rest of their season?
Well, for openers, just as somebody who thinks that fans have lost their mind when they're talking about was this the right hire, it's like you people wouldn't pass a saliva test because you're insane. So I'm firmly in Coach Taggart's corner. I think what he says, how he goes about his business, and what he's dealing with can't just be shoved to the side. You got to give a whole overall view. Getting that win, meaning now they need one more to get to a bowl after last year, that's huge. That's a 9 impact, that victory. No question about it.
And last one, October, last weekend of October, plenty of action the entire month long. The NBA and NHL kickoff, college and pro football go into their second month. The MLB playoffs and World Series have been a home run fest the entire month. How would you rate this sports month?
The October, that's another 10. It's usually a 10. Sometimes you get a, but it was brilliant. I mean, there's been a lot. You've been hearing a lot of talk about how entertaining baseball is in a football town in October. So there's a lot at stake. There's going to be mayhem in college because now you know at least one-loss team is getting in the playoff. Plus, you have the Notre Dame factor. It's going to be a real fun November as well.